Get Fact with Darren Maul.
Woo, Molly, I'm excited.
I know Mike V is still listening on his drive home, so he'll appreciate this one. Back in 1720, I've got a lot of dates for you guys because I've been researching what the historicity of everything. But these other ones that jump out at me in the 1920s, there was a London society called the Farting Club. I'm not joking. This is a true story. They were called the Farting Club, and their members tried to outfart each other. They had a whole measure of it. They had how far in the room you could tell that there was evidence, loudness, length. It was
may I guess?
Smell.
It was a bona fide club.
A club.
Yeah,
club
there was
of
a
men.
Smell. Like how far across the room could people still identify that you had done it?
Don't say people. Just say men, because that's who was in this group.
It was just it was in the 70s. Yeah. Women were not even allowed to play golf, let alone be a part of the farting club. Women couldn't be a part of it because women don't fart.
Yeah, women don't. I was gonna say
their whole body just glows. It just goes whoa.
We blink them out.
Yeah.
That's why we cry so much.
Anyway, unfortunately, the club didn't survive. It was closed because of overcommitted members who would suffer from colic and diarrhea.
And several
of the performers did actually pass away while farting. They took it too seriously. Obviously, they had taken supplements.
Yes,
and whatever.
That's what I wanted to ask. No. Could you ever be like disqualified?
They were juicing.
Yeah, you're juicing.
Just beetroot juice, kale.
One contestant possibly had 5 liters of prune juice, and it ended with one severe fart. Anyway, also interesting fun fact: they never used that room ever again.
I can understand.
Yeah. Stained.
Yeah.
So back to the good old days. If people ask you remember that old expression that people used to use, like "make this place great again," or "make it great again." If they ask you when was it great, just say 1720.
I'm just saying, Darren, this is your fault if all of a sudden 2021 some farting clubs pop up. Guys, Darren had the most amazing story this morning.
Also, I love these facts. By the way, if you look back in history, women, young women, and librarians have been instrumental in massive changes with societal problems. And there's a lot of anti-vaxxers out there right now. But in the 1950s, teens against polio activists, because the same happened with polio. You might notice that there's no one with polio anymore. Mm. That's because the polio vaccine worked and no one has polio anymore. However, when the polio vaccine first came out, of course you had your anti-vaxxers, and the teen girls jumped in and they said, if you can't show us that you had the shot, no date. They had a whole campaign. No shots, no dates. So boys who didn't get vaccinated wouldn't be able to date. And so suddenly there was this explosion of boys who wanted to get shots to get shots.
Shots for shots.
They did miss the bus there. The campaign was no shots, no dates, but shots for shots would have been it, right?
You reckon it would work now? Should have done that at Rage, yeah.
I encourage all the girls right now to say, yeah, exactly. Go for it. If you're not vaccinated, you can't go on a date. Well, it's going to be like that anyway. You're not going to be able to fly. You're not going to be able to check into hotels. And so, yeah, women,
I'm going to miss traveling.
Mm. Yeah, take that solo boat of yours, Kerry. All the way to Tanzania.
You know.
And in 1904, the American Telephone Journal warned about the creation of a race of left-eared people. They were very worried about this. After becoming accustomed to using the receiver of the left ear, it was found that the hearing in that ear was better and more sensitive. And they were really, really concerned that there would be a mutation of left-eared, better-hearing people, and there would be a separation of classes. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. You can't join this club.
Whoa.
And of course, it was like many of the things that happen even today and back then. It was a misplaced fear. And all of us can hear perfectly well with both our ears, right?
What?
Right?
Not all of
left,
us.
Right?
What's that?
Left.
It's a bit louder, please. Into this ear?
That was good, Darren Maul.
Did it happen?
That was fantastic.
Three times over, actually.
Good old history there, mate. We just got facts.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.